after surviving tonight's brutal and bizarre attack at a downtown theater.
The news. Are you okay?
I'm fine.
How long is this gonna go on? Seems like the cold treatment is going around.
Now, Iris, please.
Yes, now. You did the same thing when I tried to sign up for the police academy without telling you. You didn't speak to me for weeks. Not until I withdrew my application. Well, I am not withdrawing this time, Dad. I am dating Eddie, whether you like it or not.
Eddie's my partner.
I know.
But you don't. You're not a cop. You don't know what having a partner means. Wherever I go, he goes. And where I go isn't always safe, Iris. I need to be 100% focused. Now, there's a part of me that isn't focused, that doesn't see Eddie as my partner, but as your boyfriend. So if he gets hurt, or worse, and I'm there, how am I gonna look at you? How are you gonna look at me? Now, I'm not mad at you, but that's why this is so hard for me. Do you understand?
We're going back tonight.
Back where?
To the museum. That diamond isn't gonna steal itself.
Supergun frees your brains tonight. Museum's gonna be crawling with police by now. And the streak.
This can stop the streak. It hurt him, and I know his real weakness. So we go. Unless you want out.
We both want out. Alive.
So you thought I hadn't made a plan. At least I taught you something. So what are you waiting for? Shoot me. You better put a bullet in my brain right now, because if you don't, if I ever see either one of you again...
You don't get it, do you? This blur is out there. Central City ain't your playground anymore.
Sure it is.